Welcome back. It's a Thursday, the 8th day of September, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Call. And I'll admit right up front, folks, it's a weird day today, in the markets especially, because there's so much churn that you can tell things are really poised on the edge of something, probably a huge collapse, but the question is when and in what direction will it go first? And I'll come back to some aspects of that, but ultimately it means, wow, you probably just want to step back and watch the carnage. No, that's certainly not intended as investment advice, but it might be a word to the wise. So let's start with this news from the European Central Bankers, which have now raised interest rates by a full 0.75 percentage points to 1.25%, which is the largest increase in the bankers' history. As Zero Hedge puts it, now we have the answer. After lots of hemming and hawing, early Thursday morning, the ECB hiked its deposit rate by 75 basis points to 75 basis points from zero, the first time European rates are positive in over a decade since July 2012. And they note that, oh, get this, the Governing Council's future policy rate decisions will continue to be data-dependent and follow a meeting-by-meeting approach, unquote, which means, basically, we don't have a clue what we're going to do until we get there. They describe this move, though, as a major step that's front-loading the transition towards a more neutral policy stance. Blah-de-blah-de-blah, though, they do say this is intended to further dampen demand, as if 1,000% inflation and energy prices won't do some of that. And in short, concludes Zero Hedge, the ECB is hiking not only into a recession, but a full-blown depression, and they know it, even if some disagree. Hal Turner's website does a pretty good job of summarizing it succinctly this way. Sadly for them, this is the only tool remaining in their financial toolbox, and it won't work. Prices are rising out of control in Europe due to energy hyperinflation, which the central banksters have zero control over. Usually, he notes, remember, central banks raise interest rates to supposedly halt inflation. But by raising interest rates, consumers have to pay more interest on their personal debts, so they cut spending, and that may reduce inflation. But now, it's government, not consumers, who hold the lion's share of the debt. And rest assured, government will continue to spend, because they can print it, no matter the price of their debt. That does have other effects, though, folks, and hint, it's not reducing inflation. Ultimately, he suggests, and this is kind of a no-brainer, the euro will lose more and more of its value, and it looks like Europe is headed directly headlong into a hyperinflationary collapse. They brought this upon themselves, shot themselves in the foot, in other words, reloaded, and have kept on firing by cutting off their own energy supplies. From there, I'm going to go to a story also from Zero Hedge, and courtesy of Nomura's respected analyst, Charlie McElligott, that I almost didn't do because it's way inside baseball and more than a bit super trader technical analyst heavy. You can't see the charts anyway, but I think you'll get the picture. Just stay with me for a minute here. After yesterday's melt-up in U.S. equity markets it began, which we're also seeing again this morning after the Powell dip. Yeah, just shortly after Jackson Hole, Powell this time spoke at the Cato Institute and seems to have raised some hackles. Anyway, their story begins with this quote, "Sometimes there's a chart that just blows your hair back. In 22 years of doing this," says the analyst, "nothing stands out like this one. Last week, institutional traders bought $8.1 billion worth of put options." In other words, they're betting the market's fixing to take a swirly. But they bought less than $1 billion in calls. And that, says Sentiment Trader, is three times more extreme than it was back in 2008. Meanwhile, Nomura's Charlie McElligott has been ringing the bell on this for the last week, and he adds some additional color this morning, summarizes Tyler Durden. And here you got to stay with me, folks, through the jargon, but trust me, we'll get to the point. Yesterday's very short gamma-looking explosive move higher in stocks was prompted by two factors, he says. Number one, the magnitude of the absolutely biblical surge in negative dollar delta associated with not just hot index to ETF options, as downside puts pick up delta and calls rot on the spot sell-off, but also with, number two, single stock premium spent on puts bots to open. An expression of just how much kindling has been built up, which was then risking an impulsive spot equities rally due to set options positioning squeeze. And bottom line, the entire world of hashtag effin' nitwit, I think that's how you pronounce that, and volume twit is absolutely foaming at the mouth over the last 24 hours. But what's the bottom line? Well, admittedly, it's kind of tough to sort through, but it does look like something is building up pressure and seems to be about to, explode one way or another. Now, here your host will comment about some of the analysis I've seen over the last few weeks or even months, and certainly things that I've been talking about and knowing were going to happen, just not exactly precisely when, for years at this point. Courtesy of what's called Austrian economics, you can't print forever, eventually the chickens come home to roost. It's also biblical economics, which says it's a dishonest weight and measure, and therefore it's an abomination, and that means it isn't going to last, but will be cursed. Both basically are pointing in the same direction. And the lesson of history echoes the same tune. Fiat currencies inevitably always collapse. The dollar is the biggest debt bubble in human history and the biggest fiat currency ever, too. It's no different. The question again, when and how? And essentially what all of the Austrian economists are suggesting is, ultimately, we know where it ends. But first, and you've heard this analogy, I've used it a number of times, the dollar is the best house, for example, in a really bad neighborhood. It's really ugly, except when you compare it to all the other fiat currencies and so forth. And almost universally, they've been predicting the boom, maybe a really big one, a lot of churn, if you will, before the bust. For now, and who knows how much longer, the dollar is still used for international settlements. People in America have to pay Biden's new tax bill, or else the 80,000 or so IRS agents may come and blow you away. They're scared. Okay, well, actually, that's just one example among literally millions. It boils down to, for now at least, it's called a safe haven. If people are really worried about a collapse, they go to the thing that they think, at least, ought to be the safest, even if it's a really ugly, rickety boat. And I kind of like that analogy because for a while, like now, they pile in. Gotta have dollars. Need them. Bid them up. Bid them up. The dollar is breaking new highs on international markets up until the boat sinks. And that's one of the things Nomura's Charlie McElligott was talking about. A whole lot of churn, volatility in the market and the various indexes that measure it. Oh, yeah. And remember that comment about the huge number of puts that various institutions were buying? They know the wheels are fixing to come off the wagon, and they're making a bet that it's going to be real soon. And you know what that does? The huge volume of purchases of puts means that the price of those goes up, even though they have a very limited shelf life, which will eventually drive them way down unless the market collapses just in time. The problem with put options, folks, is you make your bets, and if it doesn't happen before the time runs out, you lose it all. And would you believe that when there's that much money on the table, there's real economic motivation to make things happen or not, either right before or most usually right after options expiration? If you've heard the term triple or quadruple witching, that's what we're talking about. Oh, yeah, and that's where the expression too big to fail and especially too big to jail is really important to remember. From there, I'll go to just a couple of comments from another piece aggregated via Zero Hedge from the Market Ear entitled, Hey, Remember Bitcoin? And it begins by referring to dollar debasement and asking, do you recall when the BTC pundits or Bitcoin were selling us the dollar debasement logic? Well, it worked for a little while, but boy, oh boy, did they get the dollar wrong. They show a chart and then ask, are people still dreaming about Bitcoin at 65,000 bucks? It does look like the move from the hottest to the most boring asset in the world went pretty quick. The huge negative trend line remains intact. The 100 and 200-day moving averages are sloping down. We're basically approaching must-hold levels in Bitcoin, but not even that sounds too exciting these days. Because Bitcoin, they write, never was an inflation hedge. It just looked like it. Charts follow. Basically, it seems to be, no, it was never an inflation hedge. It was a speculation, and maybe even a bubble. Which means their biggest problem continues. Do you remember the days when people were selling the institutional story where the big players would come in and change all of this space? Bitcoin inflows, though, remain depressed. Retail's obviously not enough to revive the Bitcoin bull. They need some serious institutions to get involved. Because little companies and even little countries like El Salvador just aren't enough. And now Big Brother Biden and his March executive order on responsible development of digital assets, or CBDCs, executive order 14067, if you're curious, is another CCP-style great leap forward towards the mark of the beast, with more of the totalitarian usual. Mandates, changing the currency, a digital dollar, but oh, so Big Brother controllable. And if you've read Revelation and the mark of the beast, you kind of have a pretty good idea of exactly what they're talking about. There'll be a digital future, all right. It'll have Communist Chinese Party-style social media scores involved, and without the right kind of score, not only will you not be able to tweet, much less buy a gun, you probably won't even be able to put gas in your car, because they don't want you to have that anyway. And all of this draconian, totalitarian control, you can expect to be backed up by, guess what? An army of new IRS agents and other SS and Gestapo types, all making sure that if you don't do the right thing, and they'll make sure you know darn well what that is, you don't get to do anything, even eat. Now, we'll come back to that in just a minute with a bit of background in case you missed it first time around. But first, I want to do a couple of related stories that are new today that help to flesh out why all of this is coming to a head. It was good while it lasted, says John Ng for King World News. All hell is breaking loose, but the worst is yet to come, he concludes. And yeah, it was good while it lasted, but now the golden age of near zero inflation, at least officially, and interest rates is over, and we're paying the price for living in a fool's paradise since money, or remember, folks, we haven't actually had money for decades and decades at this point, currency anyway, is no longer free. All that's now changing. The new economic reality, some might even say the Great Reset, has been ushered in. And as the pandemic exposed the vulnerability that was built into the global supply chains, the Russia invasion exposed the scarcity, at least if somebody else controls them, and you've shot yourself in the foot, of energy and materials. Escalating prices, says Ng, have created a cost of living crisis ahead of the political and social agenda. Inflation is up everywhere. Your host will add again, by design. And after fooling themselves and the public on successfully wrestling inflation to the ground, yeah, are you believing that? Central banksters are now riding to the rescue and lifting interest rates to subdue inflation.
That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Well, or maybe drive the economy into oblivion. So they can build back better? No, don't you believe it. So they can control it all. Austrian economist and former congressman and presidential candidate Dr. Ron Paul has a piece up on his website midweek entitled, "The Federal Reserve Wants You Fired." No doubt he begins, they were troubled by July's decline in the U.S. unemployment rate to 4.5% and the increase in job openings to 11.2 million because the Fed's strategy for reducing the historic price inflation now plaguing the economy, caused, of course, by the Fed's unprecedented lower zero interest rate policies, basically, folks, money printing like there's no tomorrow, because when they get their way, there won't be. Anyway, says Dr. Paul, it's to increase unemployment in order to decrease consumer spending. And he notes that in his Jackson Hole, Wyoming speech on monetary policy, Fed Chair Jerome Powell reiterated his commitment to increasing unemployment, or as he puts it, softening the labor markets. He's correct, though, that reducing price inflation is urgent. He's also correct that doing so will increase unemployment and slow economic growth, as if it needed more slowing. The Fed's efforts to bring down inflation, says Dr. Paul, by increasing interest rates will also make it harder for average Americans to obtain home mortgages, purchase a car. Of course, there are a lot of other reasons why they're going to find that almost impossible, or even pay their utility bills. Those hardest hit by the Fed's softening of labor markets are also the primary victims of Fed-created price inflation, which, says Dr. Paul, and not for the first time, demonstrates the insanity and cruelty of the fiat money system, which enriches the elites while impoverishing the masses. And remember, part of the reason is crony capitalists and the financial elite benefit from the Federal Reserve's money printing or creation operation because they're the first ones to get their hands on the new stuff before everybody else figures out it's been debased. And now, he notes, average Americans are seeing a double whammy. They suffer both from Fed-created inflation and the Fed's alleged, at least, attempts to rein in that Fed-created price inflation. And remember, that's why they need their army of new armed IRS agents to enforce the Federal Reserve's new money regime. Dr. Paul, good Austrian economist that he is, and I know he understands scripture as well, notes that the fix is exactly what the Bible talks about. Gold and silver, real precious metals. You could even say honest weights and measures as legal tender. In case you missed it, about a month ago I talked about Executive Order 14067, courtesy of Joe Farah, editor of WorldNet Daily, and analyst Jim Rickards, too. The Biden-Fuhrer puppet has signed an executive order that you'd probably better be paying attention to,
says Farah in his headline.
Biden is planning to protect us, his words, from cash beginning December 13th. And he notes that some of America's smartest men, including the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, investment guru extraordinaire, have some choice words regarding what's called Executive Order 14067. He called the Biden regime executive order, quote, the most treasonous act in U.S. history. And given what we're seeing of late, that's quite a statement, folks. And along with it, the creation of the CBDCs, or central bank digital currencies, he called those communism in their purest form, encouraging Americans to stay awake. He's joined by Jim Rickards, another economist and one that your host has read for years, investor and former CIA official, who's calling it another step towards the end of cash, or the greenback, the almighty global fiat dollar, which was in circulation anyway up until the creation of the Federal Reserve. It's been gradually phased out and turned into pure fiat. But the new digital tokens are far, far worse because they can be turned off anytime Big Brother doesn't like what you're doing. And they don't even have to bust down your door under false pretenses. Rickards has 4 decades of experience on Wall Street, and he's been talking about this for quite a while. He criticized the CBDCs, labeling them Bitcoin's evil cousin, and also exposed the supposed singular event called C-Day, which, according to him, will take place this coming December 13th, 2022, and will disrupt traditional financial systems in place in the U.S. He said that when what he calls C-Day happens, paper money would be worthless, and the U.S. dollar, such as it is, would crash. Adding that consumer spending and access to basic needs would also be restricted. People holding too much money would be penalized. Folks, this has been one of those warnings that has been repeated. We've heard it for a long, long time now. The question is, on what basis is Rickards making the claim that the due date this time is December the 13th? Well, the executive order, 14067, is entitled Ensuring Responsible Development of Digital Assets. And of course, if you apply the rule, you know that means the exact opposite of what the big lie in the title says. The same goes for the Biden puppet's claims in the document that it's consistent with things like United States priorities. Yeah, their priorities anyway. And it has privacy protections. Oh yeah. This is just a bit of how Jim Rickards himself put it in an email that came out earlier this week. Starting with that date, March 9th of this year, when the imperial signature, what now passes for it, was attached.
On that day, in a hushed ceremony at the White House, without the approval of Congress, the states, or the American people, Biden signed into law Executive Order 14067. Buried in his order are a few paragraphs titled Section 4. The language in Section 4 makes Order 14067 the most treacherous act by a sitting president in the history of our republic, because Section 4 sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts and purchases, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. In this new war on freedom, the Dems aren't coming for your guns. No, they're thinking much bigger than that. They're coming for your money. And it's already started.
At this point, of course, Rickards goes on to introduce himself and lay out a bit of his credentials.
I'm a former advisor to the Pentagon, the White House, Congress, the CIA, and the Department of Defense.
He's also an investment banker, attorney. He's written a whole lot of books about currency, money flows, and things that are coming down. And that includes now.
I've never made this kind of public announcement before, but it's my duty to pull the alarm. This is what I believe Section 4 of Biden's order means for all Americans. The U.S. dollar will be made obsolete. Soon your cash will be confiscated or will simply be worthless paper. The cash currency we have now will be replaced with a new programmable digital token. But the truth is, few outside the deep state recognize Biden's move for what it really is. If my predictions are correct, this is so much more sinister than simply replacing the cash dollar with a new digitized version. Friend, this new currency will allow for total control of all American citizens, because every digital dollar will be programmed by the government. That means they will be able to turn on or turn off your money at will. Not only that, but they'll be able to track and record every purchase you make. This is very different than online banking and has nothing to do with crypto.
It does, however, for those who have been paying attention, sound a whole lot like the mark of the beast, doesn't it?
The digital dollar means Dems will be able to punish any contribution, purchase, or even social media comment that they don't like.
They've shown what they can do to Alex Jones and anybody else who dares to speak up, but that took a public lynching, masquerading as a trial. This will allow them to dispense even with the circus.
And this isn't something years away. It's starting now. Biden's Secret Army has been hard at work, and U.S. trials are already well underway.
And yeah, as he points out, tyrannical regimes around the world are literally salivating for this and working really hard to bring it about on their own docile, subservient citizenries. Jim Rickards goes on to say that he believes Executive Order 14067 will replace the U.S. dollar, the world's reserve currency, with a new one, the digital dollar. He calls it Biden bucks, he says, because I want him to take full credit for what I consider to be crimes. This is not like the money in your online bank account. No, this is new and different. And the problem is they will soon be the sole mandatory currency of the United States. Continued Jim Rickards. When the Biden bucks are rolled out, many experts, myself included, believe we will begin an era of total government control and surveillance. This is not hyperbole, because this will dramatically expand the power and influence of the federal government, essentially acting as a new type of spyware. With Biden bucks, Big Brother will be able to force you to comply with its agenda, because if you don't, they can turn off your money. This won't be like freezing a bank account. It'll be oh so much easier. You want to keep your internal combustion gas engine car? Forget it. Your digital dollars suddenly won't pay for gas. You'll be forced to buy an electric vehicle. And, of course, it won't have any electricity to run it anyway. Biden calls this the tip of the fascist iceberg, saying that America will become a surveillance state like China or North Korea. Honestly, folks, your host has to say here, that's not much of a prediction. Just look around. Farah closes by noting, hey, take a look. Read it for yourself. Executive Order 14067, signed March 9th of 2022. And here's the irony, folks. It begins this way. By the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States. Whoa, wait, time out. The authority was vested in him by fraud, by deceit, and by the Communist Chinese Party and the deep state swamp. The Constitution and laws of the United States never had anything to do with it. And here's the key. They still don't. And to make that point, as we wrap up this part of the March to Global Tyranny, I'll just quote two elements from the Constitution that, of course, the regime doesn't want you to read at all, but especially not Article 1, Section 8, where it says things like, the Congress shall have power to do, well, 17 enumerated things, one of which is to, quote, coin money, regulate the value thereof, in other words, in terms of gold and silver, to specify how much weight there is, and a foreign coin, and to fix the standard of weights and measures. It goes on to say that there is a provision. It's one of the very few actual crimes in the Constitution, ponder the irony, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin. And as we've just read, that doesn't mean paper, not money, of the United States. In Article 10, it talks about the power of the states. And here we see a confirmation that nothing but gold or silver coin is to be made a tender in payment of debts.
Well, I guess that makes a point. We've gone so far from the Constitution, you can't even see it from here. But what you can see, because we're almost there, is the mark of the beast. So from here on out today, I'm going to do a couple of headline reviews and a bit of dot connection. First, from strangesounds.org, concerning the engineered destruction of U.S. drinking water. After Jackson, Mississippi, you've heard about that one, right? Now we have New York City with arsenic and Baltimore, E. coli. You really didn't want to be drinking their water anyway, did you? Bottom line, well, they're giving billions to Ukraine along with U.S. defense weaponry, but meanwhile, almost by design, vital infrastructure continues to collapse across large socialist cities in the United States. Doug Casey weighs in, courtesy of Lou Rockwell, an international man, about the controlled demolition of food and energy supplies. Hey, we've known about that, right? Russia's one of the largest producers of fertilizer in the world. It begins. Tensions, and that's putting it mildly, are disrupting supplies. In the Netherlands, Big Brother is restricting the use of nitrogen under the ridiculous pretext it's about combating man-made climate change. Dutch farmers realize it's their lives on the line, along with those of people that want to eat, too. In Canada, the Trudeau regime has announced a similar policy, and other big brothers around the world are following. Says Casey, it's almost as if the world's governments decided to unleash the four horsemen of the apocalypse, pestilence, war, famine, and conquest. Says Leo Holman, though, going the next step, forget about Biden, Trudeau, Macron, and the rest of the socialist WEF puppet politicians. It's the system that must be broken. Biden's speech from hell, making war on America, is meant to keep us distracted and diverted. Trudeau, he notes, recently said he wants 90% compliance with the Zyklon B mandates, or else. That suggests Holman is what they need to achieve in order to implement their Great Reset. So don't get too distracted by Biden's latest infuriating divisiveness or Trudeau's inflammatory arrogance. It's just meant to take your eyes off the real enemy, which is the system. And the key? Opt out of it, every point where it touches your life, especially the AI-driven global Mark of the Beast system, of course, and the abomination masquerading as money that goes with it. Try to remain independent and free. And, of course, your host, folks, says, come out of her, my people. We'll talk about that later this afternoon. And may Yahuwah bless you and yours.